2026 Storm and Earthquake Disaster Insurance Subsidy Rates. Homes, Greenhouses, Shops, and Factories. 2026 Storm and Earthquake Disaster Insurance covers natural disaster damage to homes, tenants' personal property, agricultural and forestry greenhouses, and small business shops and factories, with premium subsidies ranging from 55% to 100% depending on eligibility. This explains what the subsidy rates mean, the conditions for full premium support, the difference between individual and group enrollment, and the relationship with disaster relief grants. The basic 2026 premium subsidy rates are at least 55% for general households, 70% for agricultural and forestry greenhouses, and 55% for small business shops and factories. For owner-occupied or rented homes, single-parent families and near-poverty households are eligible for premium subsidies of at least 77.5%, while basic livelihood security recipients are eligible for at least 86.5%. Low-income households that meet certain disaster history or disaster vulnerable area requirements may be eligible for full premium support. Tenants should confirm that they must separately insure personal property they own, such as household belongings, rather than the building itself. Insurance payouts and disaster relief grants have different legal bases and calculation methods. For support covering the same damage, both the insurance policy and the applicable year's disaster recovery standards should be reviewed. Storm, flood, and earthquake disaster insurance is a government-backed insurance program under which the central and local governments subsidize part of the premium, and the insurer pays benefits according to the contract when the policyholder suffers damage from natural disasters covered by the policy, such as typhoons, heavy rain, floods, and earthquakes. According to the practical manual published by the Ministry of the Interior and Safety in March 2026, eligible properties are categorized as homes and tenants' movable property, greenhouses used for agriculture or forestry, and commercial premises and factories operated by small business owners. This is a program that subsidizes insurance premiums, not a disaster assistance program that automatically covers all property. Before signing a contract, applicants must verify eligibility, the insured property, the amount of coverage, the deductible, and the coverage start date. 2026 premium subsidy rates by eligibility category. The subsidy rate generally refers to the combined percentage of the premium covered by the central and local governments. Therefore, the figures below do not represent the percentage covered by the central government alone. Eligibility category 2026 premium subsidy standard policyholders basic share items to verify general homes at least 55%, at most 45%, whether additional local government subsidies are available homes of single-parent families and near-poverty households at least 77.5%, at most 22.5% eligibility, and the occupied homes of basic livelihood security recipients at least 86.5%, at most 13.5% recipient eligibility, and insured property homes of low-income households in disaster-vulnerable areas that meet specified requirements up to 100% may be 0% disaster history, area, and income requirements. Greenhouses used for agriculture or forestry, 70%, 30%, whether the greenhouse is legally compliant commercial premises and factories operated by small business owners, 55%, 45% small business status, and the distinction between facilities and inventory. At least, in the table, means that a local government may provide additional premium subsidies from its budget. The actual amount payable varies depending on the address, building structure and area, insured amount, deductible, product type, group enrollment discount, and additional local government subsidies. Full subsidies do not apply to everyone. A 100% premium subsidy for homes is not a universal standard automatically applied to all basic livelihood security recipients or near-poverty households. Applicants must meet official requirements, such as having previously received storm, flood, and earthquake disaster insurance benefits or disaster assistance, or residing in a disaster-vulnerable area. Detailed eligibility selection and budget execution may vary by local government. It is advisable to check the following with the Disaster Management Department of the city, county, or district governing the applicant's address, or with the insurance company. Whether the address is within a disaster vulnerable area, whether eligibility as a basic livelihood security recipient, near poverty household, or single parent family, can be verified whether any history of receiving insurance benefits or disaster assistance satisfies the requirements, whether the local government still has a budget available for full premium subsidies, how homes and tenants' movable property differ. Homeowners and tenants need to insure different types of property. Homeowners, the building itself and household goods they own may be considered for coverage as insured property. Tenants, they generally enroll primarily for movable property inside the home that they own, such as furniture, home appliances, and clothing. Landlords and tenants, a landlord may insure the building, while a tenant may separately insure their own movable property. One party's contract does not automatically cover the other party's property. Multi-unit residential buildings. Because ownership and management arrangements differ between private and common areas, applicants must distinguish between any group enrollment arranged by the management office and the scope they wish to cover individually. Tenants should not assume that both the building and movable property are covered simply because the application form states home. They must check whether movable property is included under the insured property section of the insurance policy. Scope of coverage for greenhouses and small business commercial premises and factories, greenhouses used for agriculture or forestry greenhouses used for agricultural or forestry purposes are eligible. And this may include vinyl greenhouses. However, underwriting eligibility may vary depending on the actual use, facility type, structure, and legal compliance. Applicants must separately check the insured property and policy terms to determine whether crops and various types of equipment inside the greenhouse are automatically included in full. Small business, commercial premises and factories, commercial premises and factories operated by small business owners are eligible. Buildings, facilities and fixtures, machinery and inventory may be treated as separate insured properties. So applicants must verify the coverage amount for each enrolled item. If a business operates from leased commercial premises, the building may belong to the landlord. The tenant business operator should check whether their own facilities, fixtures, and inventory are listed in the policy. Documents verifying small business status may also be required. Which natural disasters are covered? Typical covered disasters include typhoons, floods, heavy rain, strong winds, high seas, tsunamis, heavy snow, earthquakes, and earthquake-triggered tsunamis. However, not all damage occurring during a natural disaster is eligible for insurance benefits. The following factors are important when reviewing an insurance claim. Whether the direct cause of the loss is a disaster covered under the policy terms, whether the damaged building, movable property, facilities, or inventory is included in the insurance policy, whether the damage occurred during the insurance period, whether any exclusions or deductibles apply, the amount of the actual loss and the insured amount. For example, a simple leak caused by aging pipes or inadequate waterproofing may be treated differently from flooding caused by a natural disaster, even if it is discovered during a period of heavy rain. Conversely, if a living area is flooded due to a river overflowing or torrential rain, photographs and records proving the cause of the damage, water level, and condition of the damage are important. Differences between individual enrollment and local government group enrollment. Individual enrollment under this method, the applicant contacts a participating insurance company directly to determine the insured property and coverage conditions. One advantage is the ability to select the insured amount, deductible, and whether movable property, facilities, and inventory are included in relatively specific detail. The general verification process is as follows. Classify the property to be insured as a home, movable property, greenhouse, commercial premises, or factory. Prepare requested documents, such as the building register, lease agreement, and documents verifying small business status. Verify subsidy eligibility and whether additional local government subsidies are available. Review the application details showing the insured property, insured amount, deductible, and coverage period. Confirm the final premium payable by the applicant after central and local government subsidies and discounts have been applied. Local government group enrollment. A local government may collect residence applications and arrange enrollment through a group contract. Depending on the product and participation conditions, group enrollment discounts or additional local government subsidies may apply. However, group enrollment does not mean that all residents automatically become insured persons. Applicants must check the application and consent procedures, eligible areas, enrollment period, and whether the property has been registered. The discount amount also varies according to the contract terms and should not be assumed to be a fixed percentage. Why actual premiums differ even when the subsidy rate is the same? The subsidy rate alone does not indicate the amount the policyholder must pay or the amount of future insurance benefits. This is because the subsidy rate represents the share of the calculated premium covered by the central and local governments. For example, even if two homes have the same subsidy rate, their total premiums and out-of-pocket amounts may differ if the following conditions are different. Disaster risk by region, home structure and area, insured amount, product structure, such as fixed benefit or indemnity-based coverage. Deductible selection, additional local government subsidies applicable, discounts, such as group enrollment discounts. Therefore, a 55% subsidy rate does not mean that only 55% of the insurance benefit will be paid. Insurance benefits are calculated separately according to the contracted coverage method, actual damage, insured amount, and policy terms. Six figures to check in a premium quote, focusing only on comparing subsidy rates, can make it easy to overlook actual gaps in coverage. The following figures should also be checked in the application form or quote. Item to check, meaning total premium, premium calculated before subsidies are applied, central and local government subsidy amount, premium covered by public funds, discount amount, contractual discount amount, such as a group enrollment discount, final out-of-pocket amount, premium actually paid by the policyholder, insured amount, and coverage limit, maximum amount, and criteria used to calculate compensation when damage occurs, deductible amount borne by the policyholder when an insured event occurs. This distinction is also useful for determining whether additional local government subsidies are included in the subsidy rate and whether group enrollment discounts are applied separately from subsidies. How disaster assistance differs from insurance benefits. Category storm, flood, and earthquake disaster insurance benefits, disaster assistance basis, insurance contract, and policy terms, laws and regulations related to disaster relief and recovery, and the government recovery plan paying entity. Contracted insurance company, central or local government, prerequisite, a valid insurance contract must be in effect before the damage occurs. Damage reporting, official investigation, and satisfaction of assistance requirements. Calculation method, insured amount. Compensation method, loss amount. Deductible and other factors, administrative assistance standards, by type of damage, nature, compensation for losses under a contract, administrative assistance for livelihood stability and recovery. It cannot be assumed that an insured person will always receive both insurance benefits and disaster assistance for the same damaged property. Disaster assistance may be restricted or adjusted for the same property and the same loss. However, items not covered by insurance, separate livelihood assistance, or other categories of damage may qualify for administrative assistance. The following materials are required for an actual determination: insurance policy terms and insurance policy applicable at the time of enrollment, details of insurance, benefits paid for each damaged property, natural disaster recovery plan and assistance standards for the relevant year, results of the damage assessment prepared by the local government when reporting damage. Applicants should not conceal their insurance enrollment or whether they have filed an insurance claim. It is advisable to submit the same list of damaged items to both the insurance company and the local government to check for duplication. Checklist before enrollment and immediately after damage before enrollment. Distinguish which buildings, movable property, facilities, machinery, and inventory should be covered. Verify that the address on the insurance policy matches the actual address of the insured property. Tenants should prepare their lease agreement and a list of movable property they own. Small business owners should verify their business registration and small business status. Check the insurance coverage start and end dates. Compare not only the final amount payable, but also the deductible and coverage limit. Immediately after damage, where it is safe to do so, take photographs and videos showing the floodwater height and condition of the damage. Before disposing of anything, ask the insurance company about preservation and repair procedures. Prepare a list stating the date and cause of the damage, affected items, quantities, and estimated losses. Report the incident to the insurance company and also check the local government's damage reporting procedures. Retain repair estimates, receipts, and ownership records. Damage that has already occurred cannot be covered by a contract newly purchased after the incident. When a typhoon or heavy rain is imminent, an insurance company may restrict site inspections or underwriting, so it is safer to finalize the contract before a disaster is forecast. Points to note when checking the 2026 standards, the Ministry of the Interior and Safety published the Storm, Flood, and Earthquake Disaster Insurance Practical Manual in March 2026. However, actual enrollment is also subject to the latest product terms, local government budgets, group contract enrollment periods, and underwriting standards for each individual property. Therefore, applicants should not determine their out-of-pocket amount based only on the official subsidy rate table. Immediately before signing a contract, they should reconfirm the following 3 points with the local government governing their address and a participating insurance company: their subsidy eligibility and applicable subsidy rate, whether additional subsidies and group enrollment are available in the relevant area, the final premium, insured property, coverage limit, and deductible.